This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning. It's August the 17th, 2022. Thank you for joining Port Harcourt's biggest conversation. My name is Eno Ogbevire, and we get straight into it. So for some time now, starting in January, when the River State government announced that there will be a fight, an all-out against those who engage in oil theft and cooking of crude illegally, we also saw the federal government stepping at some point, sending in some forces to ensure that those engaging in that illegal act are caught. Is it confiscated or destroyed? Because that's where we have some of these issues happening. And we've seen the NSCDC also get into the fight. We've seen some local government chairmen also, get into the fight. And it's been months, many months gone by. And in all this time, there's been some progress, yes, in some areas where you could see and smell the crude. It's not as bad as it used to be. Some say, well, you know, it's rainy season. When the rains are here, it's kind of lighter, so you don't see the particles on the cars in the mornings, in your windows, on the floors. Yesterday morning, I was in GRA, and as I came out, the air was bad. And I said, oh my, they're still cooking. I know those in Woji area, Ilelewon, it's a different kettle of fish. Eleme, and I dare say Ahoda area as well. Once you go past Emohua local government, towards the end part of that, I know people in Iba, they're still having a field day. But if you go further down, as you go further down, the air is still very bad. So some people are still cooking, and citizens have had many things to say about this. Primarily, the role of security agencies in this. Government has a role to play, yes. Security agencies are the enforcers. How has that fight been? And then on Sunday, we heard of an explosion and six people losing their lives. That's the official figure, six. But we hear that there are well over a dozen, that were affected by that incident. So according to the report, the initial report that was released, two tankers were forced to drive into the bush in Etio, Eleme local government area, and security forces set those tankers on fire. They were carrying diesel. That's according to the report we got, and six people were, affected by it. The tankers, of course, burnt. The product spilled. And then, of course, there was an explosion. And that's what we're talking about today on The Crossfire. Fine Face Dunamene joins me. He's an environmentalist, and is in on what exactly happened on Sunday in Etio. Good morning, Fine Face.
Good morning, Eno. Good morning, Rivers People.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me. Good to see you.
Same here. So let's just start from between January and August 2022. How would you rate the fight against oil theft and, illegally refining crude?
Well, the fight between January to about March was started and ended by the River State government. And
it ended?
Yes, it ended. Nothing. Have you heard anything about it again? It has come and gone. Nothing is actually happening again. Because the governor started, I think it all started on January 1 during his statewide broadcast to mark the new year, declaring war on artisanal crude oil refining and refiners, in River State. And it started with a very strong force, declaring some of them wanted, asking the council chairman to go to their area and commence the war. And some of them actually took up the war. They went to their hideout, chased them out. He also placed some millions of naira on those who can report, illegally refining sites, which was done, but we never heard of the money being given to the people who reported. And then you heard the council chairman everywhere in the news, was the war. And the war actually paid off at some point because there was a reduction, in the soot emitted into the city of Port Harcourt. But then at some point in time, the governor rolled back, on that achievement by not sustaining the war. And the plans of the governor to sustain the war against artisanal crude oil refining in River State was to set up a task force on anti-artisanal refining and bunkering. The governor also told us that he has submitted the names of the people to the DSS for profiling, which he never really pushed to come out. I met with the governor on February 14th. you know, 2022. And we also discussed this matter, and we are to work together, because being the national facilitator of project with artisanal crude oil refiners for modular refining the Niger Delta, I work with across board with Gulf State government, federal government, to see how we can address this issue. But then the governor didn't bring out the names of those who we submitted to be in under committee, so that those people can continue the fight as he became busy with the presidential election bid. I believe that is what made him not to can push that fight further.
But he had given a directive to local government chairman, so...
Yeah, they tried.
Did he really need to push further?
Yeah, he needed to push further. Look, these are local government chairmen, and the war is a special war. That is like an emergency, you know, declared on the artisanal refiner. They need resources. They need resources to run that. And I do know that from report, he gave resources to some of the council chairmen. But how sustainable was that? And, you know, these council chairmen are also busy with what they are doing at their council, managing their little resources to provide the dividend of democracy for people that voted for them. But then if the tax force had come on board, they would have been working with the council chairman to drive this process. But that never happened. So that led to a kind of rollback on the achievement of the governor between January, February to March. So from April, we didn't really get anything much going forward. That is why you see the resurgence of what we are having now. And what is happening now, you only heard it because the tankers were confiscated, forced to and set ablaze by security operatives. That doesn't mean by this morning before we get here now that you know, tankers have not been moved from River State.
Yeah, but what's the real story? Because what the news, when the news broke, it was two tankers. But we heard that that was just... two of them. There were several others.
Definitely. In fact, this happened on Saturday. Okay. I received a call. In fact, I was the one that broke the news to the public because I have a network of youth volunteers in the Niger Delta. They report incidences to me and bring it to the attention of the public and then call on the authorities to go and address the matter. So the moment one of my volunteers was passing through that area, they saw when the tankers were being moved there and then they were set ablaze. Then they reported to me. Then I drafted my members of my team to go and look at what was happening. Initially, they reported to me that it was, you know, explosion. But then they went closer and then they knew it was, you know, setting ablaze of a tanker by men that are later discovered to be members of police anti-bunkering squad, allegedly. We got to hear that. Then we investigated to see what happened. I also later went there Saturday evening to see things for myself. When I got there, I saw a beheaves of activities of motorcycles and people. A lot of motorcycles with product they are scooping from the tanker. A lot of people with wheelbarrows they are pushing diesel. A lot of people with their buckets and their rubbers they are moving with diesel from the area. Now, what happened is this. When the police team took the two tankers there and
took
shot
them from where?
They moved them to me to a very large extent. I don't believe the tankers come from LMA. I don't believe the product were loaded from LMA. Okay. But they must have been chasing them till they eventually caught them at that point.
Bad spot.
Yeah, then they asked them papers that they have used to lift the product, which they couldn't produce. They may have also offered to bribe the police. And the reason why they said this is ablaze, to the best of my knowledge and understanding of how this operates, it's not because maybe the tankers never offered to give them something, which is what is normally obtained. What normally obtained is that when they caught those tankers, they only set them ablaze when they refused to settle.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe the amount of money that the tankers offered to settle the police wasn't sufficient to the extent of what they expected from them. So for that reason, they decided that they are going to lose, all sides are going to lose. So they were in a hurry to set those tankers ablaze. So when they shot at the tanker, the tank that fired the tanker to run, the fire started. Since they were in a hurry to leave because the tankers, drivers and their conductor were already making calls to see how they can stop that from happening. So they hurriedly left the scene.
The police team.
The police team hurriedly left the scene while the tanker have started burning. So they didn't know that incomplete combustion occurred, whereby the tanker burnt the entire front where the driver's seat burnt off, but the product itself, it was still inside, was yet to explode. Then the fire started going down. So community people now started going to scoop the products.
Okay.
So when they commenced the scooping process and a lot of people go home and tell them, ah, there is product here. So people started coming out in their numbers. When I went there, I saw the activities that was around the area. So now some of them climbed the tanker with still little fire on the tanker, you know, burning. They climbed the tanker and they were using buckets.
They didn't think to even put out the fire first.
No, they were trying their best to also put out the fire to protect them. But you know what fire has touched? There will always be little fire somewhere waiting for any products to ignite. So They started climbing and using bucket the same way you draw water from a well to draw the product from the tanker. That activity was going on. What now caused the explosion was that some residents in the area went with filing machine. When they have scooped the product to the extent that it is now very much low. Okay. So they need to file part of the tanker so that they can get product from that source. That is what now caused the explosion.
So we now had another group of refiners.
Yes. You know, picking that. So that now happened and led to the death of many people. In fact, as the first report we gave, verifiable report we gave, two persons were those we saw that died on the spot. And we produced the photographs of those two people, which is also available on our Facebook page. And then later on, we learned more people, about six. I think a Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps confirmed six people have died. As at that time, we got report of six persons impacted, two dead, four in the hospital. Then we later learned two dead, 10 altogether, eight in the hospital. And from the report we are getting, it's like more damage, you know, happened from what we actually thought. So that is what happened. So if the security operative have not set ablaze that tanker, it will not have caused this multiple death. We've been advocating to say that when you confiscate tanker allegedly conveying illegal product, take the tanker to the nearest tank farm, which we believe the government would have designated, like in River State, having started the war against artisanal crude oil refining. The governor would have given directive that any tanker confiscated, they should go to so-so place and empty the contents into so-so tank.
I mean, what's the hurry in emptying the contents? Just keep the tanker there, do your investigation, and then let
prosecute
them hope they're
the people.
Good.
Yeah.
If the tanker is not carrying legally refined crude and you're taking off the crude, then how do you take it back into the tanker?
Exactly, because basically when they arrest them that way, they have investigated at that momentary investigation, they know that it's illegal product. They know. I have also been to the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps headquarters in Port Harcourt. You see a lot of tankers they park there that they have arrested. They take samples of those products, test the product to be sure, confirm if it is illegal product, then they try to take action. To a very large extent, I have not really witnessed where men of Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps set ablaze tankers. But you always see this from police anti-bunkering squad.
But the ones we've seen are the ones, they're somewhere around Chuba, where they were moving in products. The NSCDC, they were burning the bolts.
Okay.
Products.
Now, I have not seen them myself on that, doing that. Then 2 weeks ago, this happened on Saturday last week, about Thursday 2 weeks ago, they set ablaze two other tankers at Agbonchia, also in Eleme. The road between Alisa, Eleme, Agbonchia to Oyibo, that new road that the governor did, they set two tankers ablaze there.
On the road?
On the road, by the roadside there.
So the road would be impacted?
Exactly. One of my Youth Volunteers Network member was around the area when that happened, and he videoed it and sent to me. We also posted it on our Facebook page. So this is happening often. So you only hear about this when it happened where people are and people could report, or it leads to the death of people. Otherwise, this is happening frequently. They can also auction this tanker and use the money to support the war against artisanal refining, because what they are doing is destroying our environment further. The suit we are having in Port Harcourt, security operatives that set ablaze tankers and barges allegedly conveying illegal product are contributing over 40% to the suit that we are experiencing.
Yeah, but it's a two-way street. So the ones they destroy are the ones that, I mean, bring up these kinds of conversation, but the ones that they collect money from and they're allowed to go, and they still, you know, so in as much as there's still demand and supply, people are allowed to carry illegally refined crude from one place to another, means that cooking will continue, vandalism will continue, and pollution will continue on the earth and, of course, in the clouds. And that, you know, gets to all of us. We're Nigerian Football Hacker. Fine Face Dunamene is my guest. We're talking an incident that happened over the weekend here in River State. At least six people confirmed dead by the official sources, but the locals say the figure is much more than that. My name is Anna Obevere. Do stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're looking at the role of security agencies in the fight against illegal illegally refined crude, oil theft, you know, vandalism and the likes. Fine Face Unamuno is my guest. He's an environmentalist and he's been on top of these themes. So we're talking especially about an incident that happened over the weekend where six people are reported to have died, official sources, but the locals say the number is quite higher than that. But some people were impacted by this incident and we spoke to their family members. Mrs. Gift Maxwell, her husband died from the explosion from the fire of the diesel tankers at Etio. Let's hear her story.
They want to check to confirm how the thing is. Small time, they not call me for phone. Say, where are they? I should rush come and say, the fire come from. They say, want to go check the place because people can't tell us, say the place where this thing happened, say, now the land. So he say, want to go confirm because they don't tell him, make him go. So as he go there, now this thing just happened. I don't even understand. Man, just go like that with my children, 5 children. Husband just died, leave me for waiting. He not even near the place. I think they go there, the fire blow.
That was Mrs. Gift Maxwell. We also have Spencer Osara, brother to one of the victims. He was buried on the morning of the 15th. His brother was buried on the 15th. Spencer Osara. Spencer Osara's brother.
We were all here when we heard a very loud sound. It was soldiers and the tankers, the trucks loaded with the source of persons with oxygen and all those things, cutting, removing. After they might have, all those people as if they went to fetch oil or whatever. My worry here is that I've actually buried my brother. Why must he be in the community? Why will soldiers bring produces right inside the community? He went there actually just to secure the place alongside some local government executives. But as I speak with you, none of them has come here.
And then we have Stephen Obolot, his brother, Mejima Obolot, also was burnt by the fire.
Such things was also brought to that place. That place is somebody's land. Local government is supposed to have where to deposit anything of such, not on somebody's land. Getting down to there, the experience under that day. No, then go there to fetch for it, including my uncle. Everybody know my uncle. My uncle will not allow my younger one to go and fetch for it. So I need those people who brought that thing there to bring to justice. They should provide those people that did that thing, those people who signed those documents, for them to bring those trucks there, and all of them who did that business to bring to justice.
All right, three of those people were impacted, affected by, you know, the explosion from the tankers that were taking there. But Fine Face, you hear one of them saying soldiers. He didn't mention police.
Yeah, I think he may not also have been there. You know, and when you hear this anti-bunkering squad, they are a combination, but I don't think soldier will be involved in that particular one because the report I got was that it's police anti-bunkering squad.
Yeah, but if your people who you say are on ground know these things, then they should be able to tell clearly what it is, because they did not take them from Etio. They took them from the Eleme Road, I believe.
East West Road, yeah.
Yeah, so they must know the people who are usually there or who are assigned to that spot. Who collect money from, you know, tankers that are, you know, carrying illegally refined crude. But on that day, maybe they didn't like what they were being offered.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate because when you look at the area, that Tete'o Junction linking to Ebubu, is from the way they moved the tanker, it means the tankers were coming from the trailer park. I mean, let me say the Nonwa area this way, because they moved the tanker to the right-hand side. They were heading to a trailer park. They now diverted them to this place that they now set the tanker ablaze. So basically, I don't understand, but it's regular thing that happens. It's regular thing
so
that
there must be a squad that is sent there by the government.
Definitely. Not really sent there by the government, but we have them patrolling the state, patrolling the roads and watching. If you even check...
No, you can't just wake up and say, let me patrol Omagwa today. You don't do that. You must receive briefing, but you must...
Yeah, maybe they assign them to certain areas that they have to patrol. For example, I'm giving you a typical example now. By 4, 5 o'clock this evening, just cross Choba Bridge, you will see a set of police officers there.
The ones that waste there collecting money.
That is it. That is it.
No, they're not there for fight.
They are also there to.
You got it wrong.
No. Look, they are there to trap and stop.
No. That's not correct. No.
Refining.
That's not correct. So, if you're coming from Chuba and you turn, you know, there's a turning after you go past the motor park, the illegal one, you turn back. If you're coming to that market, right?
No, I'm talking about crossing the bridge.
After the bridge?
Yes.
Okay.
You are into Emoha now.
They're there.
They're there.
Every pole. Those guys are there and they're collecting money. So, I passed there enough to know that they're there to collect money. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
The ones around that Choba crossing, like when you turn, do a U-turn, you're coming from the university side to the others, to the Choba side. Those ones are there always collecting money.
That's not the one I'm talking. The one I'm talking about are the people that are waiting to trap this product coming from the Degema Buguma road into Port Harcourt. They are always there every
evening. I know where those ones are. So, collecting money.
Yeah.
So are they really helping in the fight against?
Well, I can't say I won't appreciate their efforts. They are trying in a way.
Okay.
But
how are they trying?
Well, at least they are there. And sometimes they arrest them, like the ones they arrest and take the tankers to their offices
investigate. Those ones that refuse to settle?
When they refuse to settle, they take you to the office or the settle tablets.
Arrests are made. Arrests are made when people refuse to commit crime.
Exactly.
So, in conjunction with security forces.
Exactly. So you have that happening.
And that's a good thing.
It's not good, but to an extent, at least we have something that is not set ablaze immediately. We have something that's been taken to the office for
they
investigation.
They can't even set it ablaze there, because if they do, then that means all their choppings, because if they're not collecting from the tankers, they're collecting from people who are, you know, trying to get their daily bread. Drivers coming from Warri, Bielsa, Benin, Lagos, and even those coming from the villages. So if you set the tanker ablaze, means you have to run. And market don't scatter.
Exactly. So it's a big issue. But to an extent, I have to say, okay, they are trying in a way, but their effort is not sufficient.
How are they trying?
At least they are on the road. Sometimes they confiscate the tankers and, but we can't give them zero. We can't give them zero. Because at least...
Okay, hold on. What is the primary role that they are to play?
Well, their role is to fight against, they are a team, set aside to fight against illegal bunkering, artisanal refining, as they call it, and prevent the pipeline vandalism, stealing of this product and refining.
So they can't prevent the vandalism, they can't prevent the cooking, but the transporting of the product, they aid and abet.
Yeah, they aid and abet. Even the cooking, they aid and abet.
0817923003, 0817923003, 0817923009. Looking at the role of security agencies in the fight against illegal refining or oil theft or all of them, find face, these people now that have lost their loved ones, who would speak to them? Who would hear their cries? Who would see that justice is served?
It's just unfortunate. Nobody may hear their cry. Nobody will ensure justice is served. Because this is not the first, this is not the second, this is not the third, it's been happening. And no one will come to their aid. Now, the authorities will be asking you whether they ask them to go there when this stuff happened. And Element Local Government Council, through the Chief of Staff, have responded, talking about the people that died and what happened and stuff like that. It has ended at that level. Look, we are in a system where something happens and nothing happens. Now, they are dead and gone. The much we can do is to say, may their soul rest in peace. But nothing much will come out of this process.
So moral of the story, if you see a tanker bringing out fire, the best and the only thing you should do is run.
Don't go close to it, because there is no way that the little money you get from the scooping of that product is going to help you. What happened at Okogbe in Ahoda here? It's still fresh in our memory. You know, hundreds of people died. What happened at the boundary between River State and Imo State, the explosion of the artisanal refining sites? It's still fresh in our memory. People that died. Why would people see something that is happening to a tanker, you go close to it? What do you want to go and get there? Look at the death of that person now. Wouldn't that person have been able to make more than the amount of money he will make from scooping that if he were to be alive?
Oh, well, some were in there to scoop. They were just approaching the scene when the explosion occurred. I'll read messages, then I'll go and come to the phone lines. Can we stop pretending in this country that we don't know who these bunkers are? I work in Emohua. Security personnel are the greatest pioneers and drivers of this activity. Go to SDA Junction, Chuba, between midnight and 3 a.m. You see many tankers accompanied by different sets of security personnel to and from Rumokwarali for the same purpose. Yeah, it was Rumokwarali I was trying to remember. That's around Chuba, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the NSCDC people were burning boats at that time. Who is fooling who? Tell your guests to stop feeding the ego of this corrupt security personnel. No security official from Chuba down to Emohua is there to stop bunkering. I wouldn't be surprised if he says something I'm not going to read. Security agencies in River State are not doing the job of stopping the crude oil theft according to the prescribed ethos. They do businesses with leaders of those sides to make money. They're complicit in the crime. It's only when there are disagreements with the two that you hear it in the media. As we hear now, Okuruma Godwin Chukwu Merima. My name is Kone Barry Apopie, writing from Simetai. Please tell your guests not to blame the security men that set ablaze the confiscated tanker. We should blame those that went to scoop the content, knowing that the content is inflammable and may likely explode. My sister, ignorance kills and... Okay. He's blaming those that went to scoop the content, said they killed themselves. Help me ask your guests... Okay. We'll get to that. The danger caused by our politicians in Niger Delta region or Nigeria, is it not more than 1,000 times worse than these local oil refiners are doing? You guys only report the negative side of the locally refined petroleum product. You don't hold our politicians accountable after they steal billions of naira that is supposed to be used to better the Niger Delta and its economy. You did not put your name because you know that what you're saying is not true. And when we try to hold politicians to account here, people like you still calling to tell us that we're being paid because you have a price and maybe that's really cheap. So you're calling to say, oh, you're speaking against this person. I've always said it here. If the air is cleaner, is it Enoch Gbevere that will breathe all of it? If the schools have chairs, will I leave my studio to go sit in a primary school or a secondary school or university? If the roads are good, would I drive all the cars? Will I sleep on the roads? Everyone that is not doing what they're supposed to do is part of the problem. Politicians, yes. Sometimes when I think about the Niger Delta, I think it's unfortunate because we should be way, way better. We should be like Abuja and greater, the environment. But no. I mean, the Abuja, not FCT. But no, we're living in, you know. Anonymous person wants to hear from the spokesman. Which spokesman now? So it's so shameful that our security agencies have reduced their scope of work to aiding and abetting oil thefts. Says the policemen are, Austin says the policemen are trying. If not for their effort, the whole society would have been in more crisis than we're experiencing now. To avoid incidents of this nature, let our children desist from these unwholesome practices. What are they trying? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. The focus is on oil theft and moving of illegally refined crude from point A to point B. That's what this is about, because two tankers were taken into a community over the weekend and set ablaze. That's what the story is about. So I'm not talking security agents in general. Some are doing a great work, but these ones are stealing, robbing drivers on the highway, and also aiding and abetting those who are carrying illegally refined crude. No apologies. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're Nigerian from?
Okay, my name is David.
All right, David, let's hear you.
You know, listening to your guest, I just feel so sorry for this country, and he doesn't sound like he's a citizen, a true citizen of this country. He doesn't sound like he has value for human life. You're talking about people going to scoop, and you're saying don't go to scoop. Supposing someone was killed because he wasn't there to scoop. Supposing someone who was passing, who ran there to see what was going on, or who went to help someone, or who went to fight for the rights of the citizens were killed by this incident. Are you going to be talking about human life the way we talk about human life? Who in this country is going to court to sue the officers for doing that? Who is protecting the environment? Why are we not talking about those things? Why are we talking about telling security men are trying? Trying for what? Were they not schooled? Were they not taught rightly? Were they not taught how to deal with incidents like this? And we're supposed to be protecting the environment themselves. Let's talk about people who have value for human life. I hear callers or people sending texts saying we should tell our children not to go to school. That's one case. But what about the government who are supposed to be protecting lives?
Who is going to court right now to sue these guys for dealing with this product the way they deal with it? Why should we burn these things and destroy our environment? Let's talk intelligently. With all due respect, sir, I have no respect with the way you're talking. You don't sound like you have value for the people of this country. We are human beings. It's hunger that makes people go to school. I have an issue with people going to school. But crying out loud, if you're a security man and you're doing your work rightly, why don't you take this tank? Because you have the gun. The people will respect you. You have the uniform. That's the authority the nation gave to you. Take these tankers to somewhere and empower them. Arrest the drivers. Let them call the people who sent them. That's the authority they were given. That's what they're supposed to use.
All right.
6 people gone. Dead. If they didn't set those things on fire, those 6 people will be alive today.
All right. Thank you for calling. But you know, Fineface here did say that there's supposed to be a designated point where tankers to speak for yourself.
Yeah, I think there's supposed to be a designated point. I believe he aired his opinion. What I will not sit here to do or say is to say that security operatives are not trying at all. If they were not trying, they would have been cooking behind the studio. They would have been refining behind the studio.
Who would have been refining?
The artisanal refiner would have been refining even behind your studio here. And
why?
Nothing will happen.
How?
Because there is no regulation. Nobody is chasing them. But with the little chase they are chasing, even if they are collecting bribe, even if they are setting up and doing what they are doing, the little effort they are putting in is the reason why you and me are still able to breathe better air somehow around. But what their percentage, if I have to rate the security operative, give them just 10 over 100. They are not trying that much. I know how much they get involved. But if you say I should sit down here and say give 0 to security operatives, I will not do that because I know how this thing is operating and how it's working. But they need to do more. I have said there should be a designated place where they should empty this product.
Is there a designated...
It is not. We have not heard from both federal government or River State government that anywhere has been designated that when you confiscate these tankers, go there and empty the content, auction this thing, or basically you're supposed to arrest them and charge them to court.
You said you met with the governor, so what were you talking about?
We talked about this issue of artisanal refining, the war he was wagging at that time.
Yeah, so you're waging a war, but there is no place to take the tankers, the seized tankers too. How does that tie in?
Well, the government would need to make a statement on that. Because
this was months ago. The war ended, according to you.
Yeah, the war has ended, to a very large extent it has ended. And remember that this war is not a state government war. It's supposed to be a federal government war.
No. Fine face, don't do that. That's not what we're talking about. Don't bring that in. We're talking about the New Year's Day broadcast, and that's how we got here. If the governor is saying that we are going to fight headlong illegal oil refiners, it's affecting our health. I heard that broadcast, you know, and we played it here. If he says that, then he needs to make room for things like this. It designates, the land is his, technically. He has a right. There's spaces he can occupy for that purpose. A dump he can create and say, everything that is seized, bring here. Once you confirm, empty, prosecute, the courts do their thing. But you're saying that there is nothing of that sort. We're now adjourned for good morning. Hello?
Good morning, Madam Eno.
Morning, sir.
My name is David West.
We're listening.
It is quite unfortunate that human beings would die the way they die, sometimes out of their own negligence.
Mm.
For God's sake, when you see a tanker, on its body, it is clearly written, highly inflammable.
Mm-hmm.
What amount of warning again do you need? It's like people don't care about their life. That was the thing I was traveling through that East West Road. A tanker fell and you see people rushing to cook the product.
Mm-hmm.
I was imagining what a fire happens there. So for me, sometimes we do things that will hurt us. A man, because of party, pass the script and pass the script and eat, it's not possible. But for the government and the security agencies, those people knew very well that they were not supposed to even fire a knockout close to that tanker, taking into consideration where the tanker is parked and the residents within that area. It's quite unfortunate.
All right.
It's really unfortunate.
Thank you, David, for calling. We have a message here. And have you ever traveled to where it's through Omagua? You need to see how police roadblocks are turned to toll gates. The policemen look so nasty with belts, ensuring every motorist pay. Otherwise, you park for only God knows how long. Okay, Bob. Let's see. One call. One final call. Good morning, you're Nigerian.
Good morning, Eno.
You're on.
Yes, two best team. I call you from Port Harcourt. Yes, you know, I think your analyst and the CDO, the accurate percentage or the involvement of the security officers in this country. Because with what I can see, Bunkrate cannot be eliminated totally. Agreed. Because these guys are really, really involved. Mm. In fact, they even go to the junction leading to where this Bunkrate is coming out. They stay there. The police I'm talking about. Mm. They stay there. When these guys come out with their products, they just keep them, okay, and collect money. But I cannot say that they are not doing. They are doing something actually, because I can view the last time I drove through Chova River, I can see that there's a change there. But I can tell you, you know, without any equivocation, it will be very difficult for this Bunkrate to be eliminated totally.
All right, that's not the focus of the question anyway. But thank you very much, Fine Face, for your time. Final word.
Yeah, the way forward is that the state government should try and work with the agency, security operatives and the various federal government agencies to see how they can dispose of confiscated materials and stop this burning that is damaging the environment and contributing to the death of the people.
Thank you, Fine Faith Zamine, an environmentalist. My name is Enoh Gbevery. Thank you for your time. Be safe out there. Good morning.